The games are wrapping up and the scores are rolling in. This is your source for all of Central Ohio's high school football scores and live interviews with the winning coaches and players. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roofing.
In a week where we thought maybe we didn't have the big matchups that we've had so far this season, this has actually turned out to be a pretty exciting week five as we sit here and watch some of these scores come in. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roofing. I am Ryan Baker. He is the guru, Lee Cochran, from This Week Sports. And, Lee, I didn't even wait till you got in the studio this week. I started texting you shocking things, things that I thought were shocking, at least, about a half hour before you even got here.
Yeah, and I think what we need to clarify, there didn't seem to be the big matchups. That didn't mean we weren't going to see some good games, because there are games out there we thought would be pretty good, and those have kind of lived up to their billing. Games we didn't think that would be probably close are closer than what we probably anticipated. So I think that's, you know, it wasn't like last week where we had the big matchups of, you know, Kauffman-Jerome, Pickerington-North, Pickerington-Central, but we've had some games that have been very, very exciting.
Yeah, we have, and a couple things where you thought, man, I didn't see that coming at all, at least for me. And then, Lee, we can't forget, back from his one-week sabbatical, he left the radio guys to go TV. Do TV, our head coach Larry Wolf is back.
I'll be signing autographs later. Just hang out there.
I already got mine, so I feel good. I don't know if you got yours or not, Lee. But
Video killed the radio star?
Something like that. I'm not sure.
But I've been thrown out of better places.
And not only congratulations on getting to get the do the TV game, but you were here a little later tonight than usual because you got inducted into the Hilliard Derby Baseball Hall of Fame. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. It was a nice time. We had a lot of good guys in there. And they had an old coach, so they had to have a nearly dead guy on the dais, so that was me.
And we'll stay right there with Derby, because we talked about some of the things that might be a little bit surprising. You were at that game in the first half. Derby just scored late in the third quarter, but they're still down 14-7 to Gahanna tonight.
They made some very uncharacteristic mistakes early in that game. Their offense was sputtering. They turned the ball over at about the 5-yard line on a punt, things that Derby normally doesn't do. And yet it's still only 14-7, so they're still in this thing.
Well, and it's a little bit surprising, too, because Gahanna missed last week's game with Reynoldsburg. They had to postpone because I think they had about two-thirds of their players in quarantine. You know, and so it's not that they didn't play, but they couldn't even practice. It was, I think, Tuesday that we were told we're probably going to know Wednesday morning if we're playing or not. So to come out and play a team like Derby this well, now Gahanna's a good team. I mean, they've got some big players.
As you say, they got some dudes.
Now, but still, the not playing a week, not practicing, and then the uncertainty of knowing whether you're going to play. This is a pretty remarkable effort by Gahanna and Coach Bruce Ward.
Sometimes the shock value of not practicing puts an anxiety in you, and you know what I mean. Your senses are even more finite. They're more keyed up. And sometimes when you go into something less prepared, you just rely on being an athlete and not thinking too much because you don't know anything. You know what I mean? If you know too much, sometimes it slows you down. Sometimes when you're just not, you think you're not as prepared, that anxiety will carry you. And they got on the board early tonight. Gahanna played well.
And not only the anxiety, but these teams that are going into quarantine, having to cancel games, do you think it kind of gives them that little bit of a sense of urgency that, hey, you know, this is my senior year. We've really got to watch it, and we got to make the most of this. Not that all kids do, but I think when they're in the quarantine like this, I think it hits them a little bit harder.
When you miss it is when you don't have it. So when you have it every week, you don't know what it's like not to have it. The kids that get injured, they know what it's like. You know, but for a whole team not to play, not to practice, not to be around the guys, half the fun of high school sports is just being around the knuckleheads that you get to be around every day, you know, in practice and doing the fun stuff.
Well, and you know, it's...
And it'll get that.
Yeah, and it's you know, like, you know, you've got two-a-days, and if you're hurt, you don't get to participate in those. And in a sense, you're like, hey, this is kind of cool. I'm not out there doing it, but you miss it.
You miss it. Absolutely, you miss it. Because the most fun things that you remember are the times with the guys. You'll forget the scores down the road, and that fish will get bigger or smaller depending on what story you're telling. But you never forget the times with the guys. That's the fun part of that. And we were just celebrating tonight. We were talking about the Hall of Fame. We inducted our 2020 team that never got to play. The seniors on the 2020 mm-hmm. team that didn't get to play, they were all inducted into Hall of Fame tonight because they missed their entire season. We got to Thursday night and were told that we couldn't play on Saturday to start the season. We had practiced all winter, mm-hmm. all spring, and didn't get to play. So when you miss it, like Gahanna missed it last week. Mm-hmm. They missed part of it this week. They know what they missed, and they're hungry.
Yeah, when you bring that up, I shake my head at, you know, just all the kids missed, you know, the
whole
spring season.
Yep.
The whole thing. You know, and it goes back even further, you know. You have teams playing in regional finals in basketball.
Yep.
Boom,
canceled.
That's it.
Pulled the plug right away.
You know, hey, let's be a little bit more positive here.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that because yeah. I remember that day vividly sitting at the girls' state basketball yeah. tournament, and it's just an eerie feeling. Like, what are we doing here? We know this is going to get canceled, mm-hmm. and sure enough. But again, let's get back to these games. We're watching one right now in the studio. Pickerington Central has just scored to tie Hilliard Bradley. Hilliard Bradley has been playing great. Pickerington Central has not played so great tonight, and this surprises me coming off the heels of that loss last week. I thought Bradley was in for not a great night, but that is not how this has turned out
well,
tonight.
Well, and it's what we said last week. We've talked about a little bit today. Pickerington Central isn't invincible anymore. Yeah, everybody looked at what happened. Now, they dominated that game last week. Pickerington North only had 106 total yards of offense, but North found a way to win. That's what you got to do in those kind of games when you're getting it's like a hockey game. You're getting 40 shots on the goalie. You guys get 7 and you win 2-0. You know, but it shows, you know, everybody that hey, this team can be beaten because, you know, Pickerington Central is steamrolling. And they finally, you know, that but I am surprised too that they didn't come out and just, you know, put it on Bradley, especially since Bradley's without a starting quarterback.
Well, they tasted kryptonite for the first time last week.
That don't taste good.
No, it doesn't taste good, and you can't get that taste out of your mouth until you beat somebody. And right now they're in a dogfight. Now their defense is stepping up, and they start to look like on these last two series, they're starting to look like the Pickerington of old. They dominated on offense, and they had a dominant series on defense. Let's see what happens
well,
in this game.
How much does that affect, you know, you coaching? You've probably had those games where you just dominated the game and you found a way to lose, and you try to stop that carryover, but sometimes you just can't do it, and you probably could see it coming. Coach Sherrick probably could say he saw it coming.
I'll guarantee you, sometime Thursday night, Jay Sherrick was sitting there going, I just don't feel good about this. Now, he doesn't know why he doesn't feel good, but he just doesn't feel good. Maybe they didn't have great practices. Maybe they were just a little off. Maybe. And you just have that eerie feeling in the pit of your stomach, and you know. Because you know the other guys are saying, we got a chance to beat the big dogs. They're coming in, mm-hmm. and you know Bradley's going to play hard. That's what they do. And we're not saying Pickerington Central is not playing hard. They're just not playing well. They're just not playing well. They're doing some uncharacteristically bad things.
And what makes this more impressive is Bradley's doing this tonight without their starting quarterback. Braden mm-hmm. Flaherty got hurt last week, taken off the field. Michael, let me see the name here. I want to make sure I get this right. Yes, Michael Hunkus, who's normally a wide receiver, is making his first start ever at quarterback. He's doing a good job keeping him in here tonight.
Well, he's running the football. He just scored a touchdown about 4 or 5 minutes ago on a quarterback keeper. He ran like the zone read type play, I think it was a zone read or it was a quarterback just keep on the end, and he just walked in the end zone. He's playing a whale of a game, so, you know, and he's a wide receiver. But you know what? He's thrust into a position he's never been in, and the fear will make you do a lot of crazy
stuff.
Well,
that, but he's also very athletic.
Yeah.
And so you're putting the ball in the hands of one of your playmakers, and you let them see what they can do. You know, you don't expect them to pass a whole lot, and I'm sure that Jay Sherrick knew that. You know, they're just finding a way. I mean, this is a, you know, Pickerington team that's only allowed, you know, what, 30 points all year, you know, and man.
They're giving up 21 tonight.
Yeah.
Now, Pickerington got the ball back, and it feels like that time of the game where the big purple is going to put the pedal to the metal. That's what it feels like to me. I mean, I'm just watching this thing go back and forth, and it looks like Pickerington's about ready to put the pedal to the metal.
Guys, we do have some finals, though, already, as we'll talk about some more of these games going on right now. The City League actually played four games last night on Thursday. Beechcroft improved to 2-3, therefore, with a 44-14 win over Centennial. Whetstone gets their first win of the year. They knock off Mifflin 11-6. Marion Franklin also gets their first win big over Briggs 44-6. And then Eastmore knocks off Independence 47-16. And then some games that happened tonight that have gone final already. Canal Winchester 68-0. They beat Franklin Heights. Lee, this is a game that was going to be trouble for Franklin Heights anyway, but they haven't played in 2 weeks now. They haven't played in the month of September. So this is their first time playing in September because of COVID issues. Just a tough spot for
them.
Yeah,
and you got a Canal Winchester team that, you know, not only did they lose Stephen Bird, you know, who's going to be playing Cincinnati, he's out. At least another 6 to 8 weeks, and I'll come back to that to you, Coach, on something that Coach Cooner said to us last week. But their backup running back suffered a hand injury, so I mean they're just down. But what I was going to bring up, and Coach Cooner said, you know, I asked him when Stephen would be back, and he said, well, our number one priority is to make sure he's healthy for his freshman year at University of Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that I've heard too many better things come out of a coach's mouth, because I know he wants to win, but he's keeping the that player's future in mind as a priority.
Yeah, that's a tough one to deal with. You know he has a future down the road. You know he's already going somewhere, so it's not like he might not. But, man, for all those other kids, they're saying, wait a minute, we want to win now, you know, and I get it. That is a real tough one, and the coach wants to win. Everybody wants to win. Who doesn't want to win? I don't know anybody that doesn't want to win. So the fact that they're holding a good kid out for his best interest, that speaks volumes for the coaching staff.
So big win for Canal Winchester there. They improved to 4-1 on the year. Westerville North hammers Delaware tonight. 42-7 was the final.
They led 35-0. At halftime in that one.
Yeah.
And this is a Westville North team that's won, what, 3 games in a row now since starting 0-2. Wyatt Buxton, 14 for 19, 225 and 3 touchdowns.
Pretty efficient day.
Yeah. And, yeah. Well, you want to talk about efficiency, here's one for you. Their running back, Chris Campbell, 13 carries, 173 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Well, if he's going to slack off, there's no reason to give him the ball. That's what my math isn't very good, but that's about 13, 14 yards a carry. Not too bad.
What did you teach in school?
Social studies. Well, some would say darn little, but social studies was my classroom. I learned them good.
So a big game tonight for Westerville North, excuse me. And that one, Upper Arlington, they continue to roll 31-0. They beat Central Crossing. Lee, that would have been, if they could have pulled it off, a huge win for Central Crossing.
Well, yeah, but if they could have. You know, and we've talked a lot about Carson Grisak, yep, and deservedly so, and that offense. But since giving up 41 points to Roundsburg in that opener when they came back, and we talked to Coach Buttermore about how that just flipped the season a little bit for them, gave them the momentum, they posted 2 straight shutouts, and in those 4 games since that Roundsburg game, they've only allowed 21 points.
Well, part of that is you have a great running game, so you can control the clock, you can control the field position. You're not going to turn it over, give it to Carson. He's not going to probably fumble the darn ball. And you're gonna move field position, and you're gonna do the kinds of things you have to do, which allows your defense to get a little rest and play field position.
And as we're sitting here watching a couple updates in games, Pickerington Central just broke a long touchdown down the right side. They have gone up now 27-21 over Hilliard Bradley, pending an extra point.
This is the biggest series of the game for Bradley. This game could get out of hand right now if they don't move the football in this series and at least calm things down. This could get out of hand.
And let's stay with the Hilliard teams. Gahanna, with 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter, kicked a field goal to go up 17-7. But Darby has answered. They have scored a touchdown. So with just over 2 minutes left in that one, the score there is 17-14. Gahanna with the lead. This one just came across as final. Hartley has won tonight on the road. They beat Norwalk 34-21. Licking Valley gets a 55-7 win over Northridge as well tonight, and those are the finals that we have tonight so far.
Yeah, and Darby's getting the ball back with a minute 58 to go.
So here we go.
Yeah,
Gahanna couldn't do nothing there. That was quick, too. That's best-case scenario right there.
Yeah, Gahanna was trying to run out the clock and couldn't do it.
Well, it depends on where Darby got the ball because they're not known as a passing offense. However, they do have Mr. Horvath, the quarterback.
Yeah, and he's been balled up pretty well. He's been held under less than 100 yards tonight so far.
Well, when I was watching that game, they were taking the quarterback away as much as possible. His best rushes is when he ducked it up underneath inside and followed the running back. Because out on the edges, they weren't giving him anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's about time.
Well, it's easier said than done. We said all along, Gahanna Lincoln has dudes. They've got guys. They just got to get them pointed in the right direction and turn them loose, and it looks like they're doing that. Their defense is pretty stout.
Well, and talking about that game last week, that's pretty much all Gahanna coach Bruce Ward talked about was Blake Horvath back there at quarterback. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and take our first break of the evening, but when we come back, we'll update some of these games as they head down the stretch and also give you any more finals if we get any of those in the break. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roof.
How do we make our customers happy? We give them peace of mind. With Able Roof, you don't just get a new roof, you get an entire roof crew. The leadership of a foreman, the experience of professional roofers, the quality of an objective inspection, and a great customer service team. The Able Roof team is proud to serve the Columbus area and bring along 40 years of expertise. AbleRoof.com.
Call Able for the proof, 444-ROOF.
Working as part of a team is strong. Working with a team of more than 1 million soldiers is Army Strong. Join the U.S. Army and train in one of more than 150 career fields. That's more options than any other military branch. Visit your local Army recruiter or log on to GoArmy.com for more. There is Strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
St. Augustine once wrote, "Question the beauty of the earth, question the beauty of the sea, question the beauty of the air, spread around everywhere. Question the beauty of the sky, the sun making the day glorious with its bright beams, the moon tempering the darkness with its shining rays. Question the animals that move through the waters and amble about on dry land. Question all these things. They all answer you, 'Here we are. Look, we're beautiful.' Their beauty is their confession. Who made these beautiful, changeable things, if not one who is beautiful and unchangeable? All creation shouts to us that there's a God, and just as a painting gives us a glimpse into the heart of an artist, all creation tells us that God is beautiful. But if we don't take time to question the beauty all around us, we won't hear that. So stop and smell the roses. I mean that literally. God wrote two books, Scripture and Creation. We should spend time reading both." This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
If you are exploring your college options, make sure Walsh University is on your list. As a premier Catholic university with nearly 100 programs, NCAA Division II athletics, and students from 34 countries, Walsh wants to make affording a college degree possible for all students. Our scholarship packages and financial aid opportunities are designed to meet that promise. Call Walsh University today to discuss your scholarship package or visit us online at walsh.edu/yourfuture.
Academics, community, character, faith. For nearly a century, St. Charles has welcomed young men for an exceptional high school experience. Boasting a college preparatory curriculum, modern facilities, robust athletics and extracurriculars, and powerful student mentoring programs, more than 50% of our students receive financial aid, 100% are accepted to college. You're invited to help kick off our home football season at the Cardinal Kickoff Tailgate on September 10th. Join us at 5 p.m. for food, fun, and fellowship before the Cardinals take on Youngstown Cheney at Walt Plank Field. To learn more about St. Charles, visit stcharlesprep.org.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm Agent Kevin Smith would like to offer you a free discount double check. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discount you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today, because being there to help you keep more of your money in your pocket is why he's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome back. AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roof. I'm Ryan Baker. He is the guru, Lee Cochran from This Week Sports. And we've got our head coach back this week, Larry Wolf, with us after his 1 week sabbatical. We went to break there, Lee, and a lot of stuff happened while we're at break. So let's go ahead and update. We had quite a few games go final. Big Walnut, they improved to 5-0. They beat Westerville South. Actually, they hammer Westerville South tonight, Lee, 38-7. I'm not sure it's a surprise Big Walnut beat Westerville South. You obviously picked it in the This Week Sports Panel picks this week, but 38-7, ouch.
Yeah, and I am very surprised by the actual score. And, you know, Nate Seavers, what can you say? 297 yards. Four touchdowns, 33 carries. You know, he also had a touchdown reception, rushed for three, caught a pass for one. Big Walnut has, we've talked about teams that are kind of sliding a little bit under the radar. You know, one of them is Big Walnut. I mean, what they're doing this year in Coach Page's second season is just dynamic. I mean, it's their first 5-0 start since starting 7-0, finishing 10-3 in 2010 under Scott Wetzel.
Well, and we know that Westerville South team, and they're kind of an enigma because we saw them play Darby, and that was a shootout. That was a Donnybrook down to the last 30 seconds of the game, and everybody thinks Darby's a fairly good team, and they think Westerville South and Big Walnut just smashed them. I mean, holy moly.
Yeah, I mean,
surprised they won. I'm surprised they won by 38 or 31 points.
Yeah, you try not to get into that football math that Darby and South right. was close and this one wasn't.
Gosh, it's so easy to do. Though, isn't it?
We're good at it.
Yeah, and but I guess what really sticks out to me is how Big Walnut just shut down that offense, and yeah. You know that offense has not been shut down all year.
Well, you talk about dudes. They've got a couple dudes on that Westerville South team that can flat play.
Yeah,
and I mean they've got great speed. Their skilled players have great speed.
And they're still trying to figure out the quarterback situation. You know, they've got Caden Saunders back there playing a little bit of quarterback. They've got, you know, Coach Chris said last week they've got a few packages for him. You know, I mean, we talked about, New Albany. You remember when Darren Perry?
Yep.
Yeah, they didn't have a quarterback, and they went and put him back there, and they had a lot of success. So, I mean, sometimes if you don't have a quarterback you're comfortable with, just go grab your best player and say, hey, here's how you do it.
Listen, start with your best athlete and go from there. I mean, he's going to have the ball in his hands every play. And when I say best athlete, he's going to make the best decisions. He may not be the most skilled passer, but there's more to quarterback than passing. You just make good decisions.
Yes. Ask Blake Horvath.
Yeah. Well, and he can throw it, but he does other things just so well. So
exactly.
Guys, just looking at this as you guys are talking there, Kaufman has won tonight. They get their second win of the season. They beat Groveport 41-20.
And just came in, Gahanna does beat Hillier Darby 17-14, just went final.
Wow.
I didn't want to hear that.
I know. That's why I was looking at Ryan, Coach. I didn't want to look you in the eyes and say that score.
You're killing me, Smalls. You're killing me.
So say that final again,
17-14. Gahanna beats Darby. Holds them off.
That shocks me. It really does. I mean, just the way Darby's been playing, the way they play football, and I just haven't seen something like this from a Gahanna team in a while.
No, especially all as we talked about earlier, all the adversity that they've gone through the last couple weeks. But I don't know. I figure sometime this season we're going to quit saying this surprises me, because I think we've probably have said that just more times already than in some seasons combined.
Well, listen, you have to give Gahanna Lincoln some credit here. I mean, they went into Darby, they beat them 17-14. They had 14 points on the board early in the game. and they made it hold up, and they got a field goal late to win it 17-14. But they kept the Darby offense off the field, and Darby made some uncharacteristic mistakes, fumbling the ball deep in their own territory, giving up an easy, you know, 6 or 7 yard touchdown in the first half. That's the difference in the game. You can't make mistakes against good teams. And they don't play any bad teams. You know, if you look at the schedule that Darby plays or that some of these schools play, there are no bad teams on their schedule. You better come ready to play every week.
And Pickerington Central scores again as you're talking, Larry. So looks like with 4.5 minutes left, this one may be comfortable now for Central.
You know, I could feel it. You could watch it on the tape, and you could just feel it. And I said, this is a huge series, and they went 3 and out, and Katie can't bar that door. That door's open, and it's going all night.
And it goes back to what you were saying about, the schedules, Darby's schedule. You know, I think that says we could say that about most of the OCCs, yep. A couple of the mid-state league divisions. I think it's a lot to do with how Central Ohio football has evolved in over the last several years to being very, very good football.
Central Ohio football is so good compared to where it was, let's say, 20 years ago.
20 years ago is perfect
it
call.
It is so good. There are 15 teams in the big school division alone that can flat play with anybody. Now, obviously, there are elite teams, maybe in Cleveland, elite team, maybe in Cincinnati. Of course, we have elite teams here, too. Mm-hmm. Pickerington Central is an elite team. And guess what? They got beat last week, and they were on the ropes tonight. So there are several elite teams, teams that can play with anybody.
And we're seeing it every week as they're starting to beat up on each other here as we're just about halfway through the season. Big game in Division 4 tonight, guys, and Bloom Carroll rolls. They hammer Amanda Clear Creek 34-7. Lee, we actually talked about this this weekend or early this week when we were discussing who we voted for in the Super 7 poll. Bloom Carroll was right there. If you did it by computer points, they would have been ninth, I think. And you said you almost put them in your Super 7. Maybe they should be in there.
Yeah, and, you know, they've got a click on both sides of the ball. I mean, they're averaging 36 points a game, allowing 11. You know, and you kind of surprised because, I mean, these guys have split their last six meetings coming into tonight. They do kind of go under the radar, though. They're another one of those teams because, we kind of think a lot about Division III with, Hartley. Right. And, but when Division IV, Bloom Carroll made a state semifinal last year. They lost to Mentor Lake Catholic, they've made the playoffs the last 5 years. They've been a dynamic team.
Well, the one thing about small school football, and of course, that's where I come from. That's what I know. Some of these small schools can literally play with anybody, but they can't play week to week with anybody. That's the problem. They don't have the depth at the positions, and they can't take the physical beating. Mm-hmm. But they can line up, and they can play football with anybody for a game. You know what I mean? For one game, they can play. And Bloom Carroll is one of those teams, they just beat a 3-1 Amanda Clear Creek team, 34-7, and some people say, well, maybe Amanda's not as good. I don't want to hear about Amanda's not as good. They beat a very good state powerhouse year in, year out, historically, 34-7, and they're undefeated. They're 5-0.
So big game for Bloom Carroll. Maybe we'll be able to get to their coach tonight. I know that's one of the ones on the list we're going to try to get to. Just saw this one, guys. Olentangy Berlin, 42-14. They beat Lancaster. They jumped on the Golden Gales early in this one. It was, I think, first or second play of the second quarter. It was 28-0, and they hold off Lancaster. This is a pretty big win for Berlin to me because last week they got smoked by Liberty, and we weren't sure how good Liberty was. But Liberty tonight, a final that we just got, hammers Westerville Central. The final in that one was 34-3. So maybe Liberty's catching their footing, and maybe Berlin, after the week hiccup where you kind of question them, maybe they really are this team that started 3-0.
Yeah, and that's one of the games that I had circled to see because Lancaster, had been playing better, but I'm really surprised by that score, but it says a lot about what Coach Norrie's done out there at Berlin to have them bounce back so decisively against, you know, a Lancaster team that falls to 1-4, but isn't a bad team. Beat Olentangy, gave New Albany, its closest game of the year.
If anybody in this room says anything about any of the Olentangy schools surprising them again, I'm gonna reach over and grab somebody by the mustache. It's that time of year.
Well,
it's that time of year for the Liberty is they're 3-2 now. Did anybody expect them to not be a good solid football? Heck no, they're going to be there. You just have to wait for it to happen.
Well, before last Friday's games, mm-hmm. It was Friday afternoon, we were talking about, at work, we were talking about the Olentangy schools. Because at the time, Berlin was 3-0.
Yeah.
The other schools were 0-3, 0-3, and 1-2. And I told the one guy, I said, I'll bet you lunch that three of them finish in the top eight in their. I said make the playoffs. I said, well, everybody's making the playoffs. I said they'll finish in the top eight in computer points.
It's that time of year when the cream rises to the top, and it's starting to rise to the top. That's just the way it is.
Well, with Liberty, they haven't. The only time Liberty's had a losing record was their first season. I mean, Coach Hale's been there every year. They went 1-9 their first season. They haven't had a losing record since.
And that first season, I believe, was the last time Westerville Central beat Olentangy Liberty. The only time, and Liberty hammers them tonight, 34-3.
Yeah, and the wheels are just coming off for Central, though.
Yeah, it's not looking good up there for Coach Morrison right now. New Albany, they start 5-0. Guys, we talked about this. Another one of those under-the-radar teams. They beat Newark tonight 77-0. Coach Wolf, the crazy thing to me about New Albany this year, they haven't trailed. Five games, they have not trailed at all.
Well, we said this a few weeks ago. They might be the best-kept secret in Central Ohio. Now, I'm waiting for them to play one of the really top teams. You know what I mean? It's not that the jury's still out. It's that we don't know. They're just one of those teams that they're still undefeated. They're playing outstanding football. This may be one of their best teams, and we still can't measure them accurately yet. But I'm going to tell you what. Bubba Kidwell is going to have them ready come game 11.
Okay, but they're doing what they need to.
Yep.
The schedule, hasn't. I mean, Westerville North winning tonight gives them a team that's over 500 on the schedule. But I mean, they've rolled through everything. Like I say, closest game was two touchdowns against Liberty or Lancaster. Outside of that, I mean, every game's been a minimum of three touchdowns.
I don't know if they'll get that test next week when they play Grove City.
But they got
week
Gahanna.
Seven, that Gahanna New Albany matchup just got real exciting.
Well, and not only that, but 2 weeks after that, they got Pickerington North. And that could be a well of a game, too.
Here we go.
Yeah.
It's that time of year to find out.
Marysville has beaten Westland. And, guys, I gave you the wrong score, but I saw a picture of the scoreboard from that game. Marysville wins 34-6 tonight over Westland. Hilliard-Davidson has just knocked off Thomas Worthington. 40-7 was the final in that one. Burn Union is 5-0. Talking about small school teams, they seem to be rolling down there in Sugar Grove. They beat Eastern tonight 57-0. Granville, they're 5-0 as well. They roll on Johnstown tonight 47-16. Watkins Memorial gets their second win. They beat Utica tonight by a score of 42-6. And Lee, this one, I don't know how much we can really say in depth on these teams because they're a little far out there, but this surprises me, the score tonight. Zanesville beats Heath 48-7. This was a Heath team that was undefeated rolling into that Granville game last night. You don't see Heath get blown out like this a lot, and I just didn't see this from Zanesville. Again, we don't cover these teams too much, but that's a big win for Zanesville.
Yeah, it really is. But then, Heath had that loss last week, and I think Coach always look and see how your team responds from a loss, and obviously the Bulldogs just didn't have it tonight.
Yeah, and we don't know all the factors. Were they healthy? Were they this? We don't know that. But 48-7, Heath does not get beat 48-7 very often.
Guys, I just see this one as well. We talked about Burn Union down there in Division 7. In the first state polls this week, Newark Catholic was ranked number 2 in Division 7, and they hammer Licking Heights tonight, 49-28. And I guess, I don't know if hammer's the right word there, because this game was kind of close. It was 35-21. Then Licking Heights scored, and they went on a barrage here at the end.
But 49-28 over a Division II Licking Heights team, that's pretty big for Newark Catholic.
You know, a Newark Catholic Division VII school, you know.
Yeah, and Division VII in size, Division III in football. I mean, they are a good football team.
Yeah, you know.
And they've got a dude at quarterback. Canter can get it done.
Yeah,
so.
but you see a lot of these you know, schools that have to play up. You know how Harvest Prep went from 7 to 5. Mm-hmm. You know, but Newark Catholic sits there at 7. Boy, that's just, you know, that's impressive. And Licking Heights isn't a bad Division II team. I mean, you know, they're 2-3 now. You know, but you know. Wow. I mean, that's just you don't expect it.
Did not expect that score. Mm.
Guys, two that just came through, the Battle of Hard Road goes to Dublin Scioto again. They beat Worthington Kilbourne tonight by a score of 36-7. And then Taze Valley, they're 5-0. They get by Liberty Union tonight 38-7. I don't think we've talked about Taze Valley at all. But
say it isn't so. Come on.
Come on, you're going to give your friend's son a shout-out?
Well, he scored his first touchdown
there
tonight. That's pretty cool. A kick return for a touchdown.
That's good. You know, that's great because you said he's a senior playing his first year of football, and you know, I don't know that there's too many things in life for a high school kid that, you know, scoring a touchdown, hitting a home run. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
Friday night is special in Ohio. If you score a touchdown. Forever, you'll remember that moment.
Oh, and it doesn't matter if you're playing in front of 10,000 or 1,000. Yep. You know, because some of the smaller schools, you know, everybody comes there from both teams, and you got about, you know, 1,500 people in the stands, and it's an atmosphere you never forget.
Well, and you're the guy with the ball in the end zone, and sometimes you don't even know how to react. You know, sometimes those kids, they do it for the first time, they go, okay, now what do I do? You know, they want to celebrate. They don't know what they're supposed to do, and the rest of the team does more celebrating than they do because they're kind of frozen, and it's kind of fun to watch.
Yeah, I would agree, Coach.
London beats St. Paris Graham tonight 35-6. Highland knocks off Centerburg by a score of 17-7, and this one literally just coming across. The final score in this one not indicative of how the game went because Pick North scored quite a bit here late to pull away in this one. But they beat Olentangy Orange tonight 44-29. Orange actually had a 29-28 lead in this one, but Pickerington North scores the final 16 points there to get the win. Big win for North, and Olentangy Orange. I've had some tough losses, but unfortunately they're 0-5.
0-5, and they're better than 0-5. But listen, they've lined up against some dudes too, and they've had some very tough losses. And if they, you know, they're going to make the playoffs if they win a few games. And if they do, they're going to be one of those 2-8s or 3-7s, mm-hmm. and people are going to go,
that nobody's going to want to play.
Could we just play somebody else?
Yeah, you know, and you're exactly right. And I was kind of curious to see how North would respond. After the big upset over Central, see if they'd have a little bit of a letdown. Obviously, they didn't. But, I mean, yeah, you know, you look at who Orange has lost to: Darby, Berlin, Toledo Central Catholic, Olentangy, you know, and Pick North now.
I just got a text from one of my guys, one of my great kickers at Reedy, Johnny Wright, and he just texted us. He loves listening to the show, so keep listening, John.
Johnny,
tell your friends.
Johnny had a big leg. He could hit him from well over 50 back in. I remember watching him on the practice field out there.
He had a big leg. He had a big heart, too. Great kid.
Guys, one more just coming across the line here. And it's another small school one, a big one in the Mid-State League. Worthington Christian improves to 4-0. They knock off Fisher Catholic tonight by a score of 31-17. We're going to take a quick timeout here on the Scoreboard Show, but when we come back, we'll get to more of these games as they head final, let you know what happened in those. We'll also talk to the head coach of the undefeated Upper Arlington Golden Bears, Justin Buttermore. His team improving to 5-0 tonight with a 31-0 win over Central Crossing. We'll talk to him next on the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roof.
How do we make our customers happy? We give them peace of mind. With Able Roof, you don't just get a new roof, you get an entire roof crew. The leadership of a foreman, the experience of professional roofers, the quality of an objective inspection, and a great customer service team. The Able Roof team is proud to serve the Columbus area and bring along 40 years of expertise. AbleRoof.com.
Call Able for the proof. 444-ROOF.
It's easy to lose focus in our busy world. Oakland Nursery encourages you to put the important things in life at the center of your life. When you look at your daily schedule, ask yourself if things like prayer, family, and friends are a priority. Oakland Nursery is conveniently located in Columbus, Delaware, New Albany, and Dublin, or you can shop online at oaklandnursery.com. Oaklandnursery.com.
This is a Young Catholic Minute.
Why is contraception wrong?
In sex, the husband and wife give themselves to each other fully, freely, faithfully, and fruitfully, which is the kind of love that everyone longs for. No one says, "I hope my wife cheats on me," or "I want my soulmate to hide things from me." So why is "I love you, but not your fertility" okay? Christ showed us true love by giving his whole life freely, without reservation, never abandoning us, even if it meant dying on a cross. This sacrifice gave us eternal life. If you've been listening, you might get where we're going. Sex is only loving when it's a free, total, faithful, and fruitful gift of self like Christ's love. In fact, in every Catholic marriage ceremony, the bride and groom vow to love each other in this very way. So you decide. Do you want your marriage to reflect God's love? Or would you rather settle for something less? For more Young Catholic Minutes, go to youtube.com/youngcatholic.
If you are exploring your college options, make sure Walsh University is on your list. As a premier Catholic university with nearly 100 programs, NCAA Division II athletics, and students from 34 countries, Walsh wants to make affording a college degree possible for all students. Our scholarship packages and financial aid opportunities are designed to meet that promise. Call Walsh University today to discuss your scholarship package or visit us online at walsh.edu/yourfuture.
Working as part of a team is strong. Working with a team of more than 1 million soldiers is Army Strong. Join the U.S. Army and train in one of more than 150 career fields. That's more options than any other military branch. Visit your local Army recruiter or log on to GoArmy.com for more. There is Strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
Welcome back, AMA 20 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roofing. Ryan Baker, the guru, Lee Cochran from This Week Sports is sitting across from me, and the man to my right is our head coach, Larry Wolf. Don't forget, guys, AM820Scoreboard.com. If you ever miss any of the scores and you want to check them out, you can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at AM820Scoreboard. And, of course, game recaps coming fast and furious tonight over at ThisWeekSports.com. You can check them out to get a little more in-depth details on your games. One of them that will be written about for sure, Pickerington Central. They have held off Hilliard-Bradley. They win by a score of 38-21. And, Coach, you talked about it. Just kind of sitting here watching that game, you could just kind of see. You even said it. It's about purple time, and it sure was.
Yeah, they put the hammer down late. And you know, it seemed like Bradley just ran out of bullets. You know, they did everything they could do to keep that game in front of them with a chance to win it, and they just needed to make one more play, and they couldn't do it. And then it was all downhill sledding for Pickerington.
So Pickerington Central gets avenged the loss last, well, not avenged, but bounced back from the loss last week to Pickerington North. Upper Arlington continues to roll. They are 5-0 now on the season following a 31-0 win over Central Crossing tonight. Their head coach, Justin Buttermore, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And, Coach, this is Upper Arlington's first 5-0 start since 2016. Obviously, this is just your second year at the school, but how important is something like that to you guys?
Well, I mean, we're trying to go out and win each and every week. I mean, certainly you don't, as coaches, you rarely talk about, hey, we want to be 5-0, and you know, everybody wants to be 5-0. So it's not something we talk about a lot, but we're certainly proud of where we're at. I mean, our program needs momentum. I mean, it's been up and down. for a while, and so we're trying to get things back to, you know, the tradition that Up Arlington has over the course of their history. So starts like this, build momentum.
Well, Coach, congratulations. I guess one of the downsides of keep winning is you keep getting called by us to come on the air, so we appreciate you being here. You guys have been, you know, offensively pretty consistent, more than 30 points every game. Since that opening game against Reynoldsburg where you gave up 41 points, you've only allowed 21 points, and the defense has had shutouts in back-to-back weeks. What's changed there on the defensive side?
Well, we've prevented the big play. I mean, in that first game against Reynoldsburg, and partly due to poor tackling, partly due to the fact that, like I said before, Reynoldsburg's really, really good and got a lot of great players. We just gave up way too many big plays. It's tough to win games when you give up big plays. And in the previous, the last 4 weeks, we prevented big plays and we forced turnovers, which tonight we didn't do quite as well. But over the course of 4 weeks, we've just been a lot more solid on defense.
Well, part of that is, you know, you keep the football away from people. You've got the great running back. You've got the offense is not making the mistakes. You're not turning the ball over and giving short fields to the defense. And so, you know, the one works off the other. The good, solid offense keeps your defense from having to play, you know, extra snaps. But that first game, if that goes the other way around, I mean, you're talking about a good Reynoldsburg team that went toe-to-toe with you guys, and now things have gone in opposite directions. You guys are on a roll one way, and they've not quite put it back together very well. So that first game might be more important than we initially thought.
Yeah, I know we talked about it last week, that the momentum you can build in a big win week one is important. But, you know, they're a really, really good team. And I think Buddy White does a terrific job with them. But you're right. I mean, I think the negative momentum that came from that game has probably made things a little more difficult, you know, the next 4 weeks. So it is a tale of two stories, and it's probably frustrating on their end, I'm sure.
Well, and, you know, once you learn how to win like that, That also helps, because nothing wins like winning, and once you learn how to do it, it becomes a little bit better to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Coach, you guys are rolling right now. You were ranked 9th in the first state poll. You're playing pretty good. How do you keep these guys focused right now? How do you keep them moving forward here, keeping them ready for a tough Bradley team next week?
Well, I mean, we know what we have ahead of us. I mean, our kids are, I mean, we're off to a great start, but, you know, we'll enjoy the win tonight. But I told our kids in the post game talk that, you know, our league is a grind, and they know that. And regardless of what their records are right now, you talked about Old Tangy Orange. They're still a very good football team, regardless of record. Hilliard Bradley went toe to toe with Pick Central. Orange went toe to toe with North. I mean, there's just a lot of great teams in our conference that we know each week is going to be a fight.
Well, that's for sure, Coach. Again, like Lee said, you keep winning, so you keep talking to us. So,
Sorry about your luck.
I hope we keep talking to you, Coach, because that means you guys are continuing to roll this season. Congratulations on the great start this year.
I appreciate you guys.
He's the head coach of Upper Arlington, Justin Buttermore, his team with a 31-0 win over. Some people may be like, well, it's just Central Crossing, but they had a great start to the year. They were 3-1. This was a big game tonight.
Yeah, it was our game of the week. And, you know, again, I guess we're not surprised Upper Arlington won. But, you know, the score, a little bit surprising. They allowed, Upper Arlington allowed only 156 yards total offense to the Comets.
Well, my first thought was there ought to be a better booby prize than have to talk to us every week. So I think
I totally agree.
Maybe Coach Buttermore just gonna be out of town next week.
Who did this to these coaches?
Who did this?
Yeah.
Well, what a punishment.
But hey, one thing I know about a lot of coaches, there's a little bit of superstition. So you remember what was it? How many years ago when Bexley was undefeated? We never called John Smith once.
Called us every week.
After that first week, he said, "I have your number." He goes, "After every game, if we win, I'm calling you, because that's going to get us on the good start." We never called him after the first week, and we talked to him every single week that they won.
And you know what? He was smart. He retired after that year. Exactly. He got out on the winning foot.
Some of us aren't smart enough to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
We stick around for another beating.
After a tough start to the season, Dublin Kaufman has rolled off two wins in a row. They beat Groveport tonight 41-20. Their head coach, Garen Stokes, joins us now on the AM 820 scoreboard show. And coach, real quick, I want to go back to last week with you since we didn't get to talk to you. Crazy game, goes to overtime. You beat your rival, Dublin Jerome, 49-42. Your first win as head coach at Dublin Kaufman. What did that feel like last week for you?
Man, one, I appreciate you guys having me on. Two, it was a fun game. But we're trying so hard to learn how to practice that the outcomes of games aren't even really important to us right now. We're just really trying to see growth, and we're seeing spurts of it a little bit on tape here and there each week. So we're just excited to see some hard work actually pay off for some of our guys.
Well, Coach, congratulations. And does it help that, you know, what, 16 of the 18, 19 teams are going to make the playoffs? Does that allow you to be a little bit more patient as they grow into your system?
We never really think about that, but I'm sure. We really just try to have a good practice every single day. And our guys are learning how to do that. Our staff's learning how to do that. And it's slowly taking place. We weren't upset or distraught about losing games or winning. We're not super excited about winning games. We're just trying to get better and form the program the way we want our program to form. So the playoffs aren't something that we've even talked about or thought about, but that's just how we go about our business.
Well, you know, Garen, you've mentioned it twice now, that you're trying to teach your kids how to practice. And a lot of people out there don't understand what you mean by that. They're coming from a great program. Dublin Kaufman has been a great program. But they might be a great program for a lot of the reasons that are different than your team has to be a great program. And your team may have to practice at a frenetic pace, and they're just not ready to do that yet. Is that what you're talking about? I mean, when you say a great practice, I know my first team, it took us 4 or 5 weeks to have one good practice. And I thought I'd just retire after that one. It was so good. So, I mean, was that what you're talking about?
Yeah, just how we do everything is different. We're just different. And that's fine. It's not a right way or a wrong way. It's just how we do everything is different. These guys are having to learn our way and the expectations, the standards of how we do everything. So as far as competitiveness, as far as intentionality in practice, as far as the communication level of how focused you're supposed to be and everything is new to these guys, and it's been like this. And we fought them a little bit all summer long, and told them, like, the guys, this is how it's got to be, or we're not going to be any good. And they're starting to chip away at handling it and doing it the right way, and maybe not the right way, doing it our way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting better. Our seniors are doing a great job. They're in a tough spot, man. Anytime you transition from coach to coach, it's just they're in a tough spot. So it's just a value shift. And we're trying to implement our value.
I feel your pain. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Coach, tonight, Groveport jumped out on you guys and had a lead early. Kind of went back and forth there for a while, but you were able to pull away. Talk a little bit about this game tonight and the struggle, but then the perseverance of your team late to get the win.
Yeah, we gave up two long runs off of missed tackles right at the line of scrimmage, and we've just got to be a better tackling defense consistently across the board. But our offense played really well almost throughout the entire game. We had kids in and out with different injuries and stuff like that, and we had a bunch of like young kids step up and play. Our seniors are kind of holding us together a little bit, chipping away at just trying to execute at a higher clip. They're really, really trying. We have great kids. We have great kids, and they're really trying to do it the right way. And sometimes it doesn't work for them, and sometimes we're too undisciplined to do it the right way. But they're really trying. Really trying hard to do it our way. And that was a good game. We're playing harder than we were in the past, and we're trying to execute at a higher rate. And some kids are starting to make some plays for us, which is we didn't have right off the get-go. So they're settling into how they're supposed to execute their jobs.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the hard-fought win tonight over Groveport. And I'm sure it's the first two of many wins to come for you at Kaufman. It was great to talk to you for the first time on the Scoreboard Show. Congratulations on the two wins.
I appreciate you guys having me. You guys have a great night, man.
He's the head coach of Dublin Kaufman, Garen Stokes. They get the 41-20 win over Groveport tonight. And, Larry, I'm sure that's hard any time for a coach coming into a situation, implementing a new system that's so different, but especially when the system has been in place for so long where it has there under Coach Crabtree at Kaufman.
Those kids learned that system when they were middle school. You know, they carried that system all the way up with them, and now all of a sudden the head of that has been cut off, and they've got a brand-new head on the old body, and it's tough to change that. And I know when I said that, it was maybe 5 weeks before we had a single good practice that I considered a good practice. I mean, I was losing my mind at Reedy. These were tough kids. They were good football players. But my level of expectation for them was completely different than their own level of their own their own expectations. And it's like I was banging my head against the wall. And finally, we did a couple things. You know, I didn't think our kids played to the whistle. And I made all my coaches put their whistles away. We blew no whistles on one play, none. And the kids just blocked and they stopped. And then I just went crazy. Did you hear a whistle? Well, look, you didn't blow. That's right, I didn't blow one. You should have kept blocking. You should have kept playing. And I mean, I was all over them. And so once or twice a year, we just wouldn't blow a whistle on a play so that we could climb on them and say, listen, we play to the whistle. Until you understand the whistle governs everything, you will never be a good Reedy football player. Well, I know he may not have that exact concept, but he's trying to teach his system in his way, and it's different. It's a different kind of football.
But you even have the subtle differences, too. Look at Brian Schoonover at Lancaster. He was an assistant there last year, took over. They're running the same style of offense, but Lancaster threw 21 passes last week.
Yep.
There's no way that happened in Rob Carpenter's 20-plus years in a single game, 21 passes.
Maybe in a season.
I know that you're exactly right. I know that there's at least one season where they didn't throw 21 times in all year.
And they were a good football team.
Oh, damn good football team.
Guys, we talked about the big game in Division 4 tonight. Bloom Carroll, they get a big win over Amanda Clear Creek, 34-7. Their head coach, Chad Bartholomew, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And Coach, Amanda Clear Creek, they have been the standard for a long time down in that part of the state for the small school division, Division 4, Division 5 football. You guys manhandled them tonight. Obviously, you guys have had a lot of success here recently. How proud were you of the way your team played tonight against Clear Creek?
I couldn't be happier for our kids. I mean, to be able to go to the pit, like you said, I mean, that's a place that's intimidating. They got banners up to say state championship, state runner-up, and we haven't won there in 6 years. So just to be able to go down there and play the way we did with the excitement, with the passion, with the, you know, just the teamwork that we showed, I couldn't be happier for our kids.
Well, Coach, you know, you're averaging 36 points a game. You're giving up about 10 a game. It's going real well on both sides of the ball. But as you're taking the bus home, when you're thinking, where can we still improve? Where is that?
I think it's just more consistently on offense. I mean, I don't know if there's much I can say about our defense. Our defense has played really, really well here, but offensively, I think it's just because we can do a lot of things. But we don't do a lot of things really, really well. And so we got to find those one or two things that we can do really, really well, even in crunch time, you know, to execute no matter the game, no matter the situation. So I think that's really what we got to improve on.
Well, Chad, we're quickly getting to that point in the season where the practice is shortened down a little bit, but the intensity ramps up. And that's a fine line that you have to do. Now, your kids right now, you're 5-0.
We start to,
And you're starting to roll. But now, you know, it's injury maintenance. It's all that good stuff that starts to play into this because you're looking at the long haul now. You're not playing for a 10-game season. You're playing for 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. I know that. So how do you do that?
I think you wipe the slate clean every week. You evaluate your kids on how they feel, and you take Monday, and you get a good feel for Monday on how they're like. And so then Tuesday, Wednesday fall into place. We're a practice team that has yet to put practice pants on, except for that one acclimation day. So our kids know how to practice. I know Coach Stokes at Dublin Kaufman was talking about that. My coaching staff, we've been established for 8 years now. So our kids know how to come to practice. They know how to play. We don't have to be physical Monday through Thursday to show up on Friday and be physical. So like you said, right now it's a lot about injury maintenance, taking care of the body, staying mentally prepared, but you know, we haven't taken a kid to the ground in practice in 6 years. So, you know, our kids just understand that's how we do things.
Well, Coach, last year you reach a state semifinal. How much does that carry over to this year, and how much incentive is that to get to that next step?
I think it carries over a tremendous amount. I mean, the one thing that you talk about as coaches is that belief factor that you belong. And to be able to get to where we were last year, it just sparks our kids to think, oh, my gosh, we can do it. We can be there. And so I think it's been the driving force since January when we started. And then really just kind of to keep the ball rolling, our kids want to get back to that point and prove that's not as far as we can get to. So I think it's been 100% the driving force behind everything.
Well, you know, Chad, a lot of people aren't very familiar with Bloom Carroll, but this is a small school that's had a great reputation for a lot of sports. I mean, you've been a baseball powerhouse for years. Your football program is as solid as any in the state of Ohio, especially in Southern Ohio for sure. And I mean, so you're talking about maximizing the athletes that you have to do as many things as they can do, and they do them all at a very high level. That's a special thing for your school.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's the same thing that happens academically. I mean, it's from bottom to top, our administration all the way down through. They expect our kids to practice and play at a high standard. All of our sports expect that same thing, and same thing when they get into the classroom. We expect them to perform at a high standard. So just because we've set that bar so high, our kids do an amazing job of just doing what we ask them to do and keep raising that bar game in and game out.
Well, keep doing it.
Yeah, Coach, congratulations on the great start to the year. And my bad here, Coach. I've got a friend named Chad Bartholomew. It's Wade Bartholomew. I was calling you Chad, and they followed my lead. I apologize about that, Coach. That was all my fault.
That's all right, guys. You can call me whatever you want. I'm just glad I'm on.
As long as you're 5-0, huh, Coach?
That's right. It's a good night. You can't mess it up tonight.
Coach, congratulations on the great start to the season. Great to have you on the show.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
He's the head coach of Bloom Carroll, Wade Bartholomew. My buddy Chad, he's Chad with two Ds. We call him Double D, and I'm calling Coach Chad instead of Wade.
As my dad would always say, you can call me anything you want except late for dinner.
Guido Bartholomew. It's got a little ring to it. I like it.
Sorry to Coach Bartholomew.
Yeah, you're right, Coach. I mean, they've got just an impressive program. They've been to playoffs, you know, the last 5 years, and, you know, the ring of that's is over after this year, to me, to say a team's made the playoffs 5 straight years, because they've opened the gate in the fence. But you know, but what they've done, and last year was such a good year crazy hectic year. I mean, they won 9 in a row before losing to Mentor Lake Catholic, and that was a whale of a ball game in that state semifinal.
There's nothing like believing you belong, believing that you can win that game. And once you get that belief, it's just a matter of making a play here, a play there. You're as good as anybody.
Guys, hard to believe, but we are 1 hour in on the Scoreboard Show for Week 5 already. When we come back, we're going to run through the scores real fast and then to get to some more of the coaches as well after this quick one-minute break on the AM820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roof.
How do we make our customers happy? We give them peace of mind. With Able Roof, you don't just get a new roof, you get an entire roof crew. The leadership of a foreman, the experience of professional roofers, the quality of an objective inspection, and a great customer service team. The Able Roof team is proud to serve the Columbus area and bring along 40 years of expertise. AbleRoof.com.
Call Able for the proof, 444.
Academics, community, character, faith. For nearly a century, St. Charles has welcomed young men for an exceptional high school experience. Boasting a college preparatory curriculum, modern facilities, robust athletics and extracurriculars, and powerful student mentoring programs. More than 50% of our students receive financial aid, 100% are accepted to college. You're invited to help kick off our home football season at the Cardinal Kickoff Tailgate on September 10th. Join us at 5 p.m. for food, fun, and fellowship before the Cardinals take on Youngstown Cheney at Walt Plank Field. To learn more about St. Charles, visit stcharlesprep.org.
WVSG, Columbus, Ohio.
This is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Number two of the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Abel Roofing. I'm Ryan Baker. He is the guru, Lee Cochran, from This Week Sports, and our head coach, Larry Wolf. I think the best tweet I've seen all night, Lee, was from the from Mitch Brown, his photography page, saying, time to roll the dials over to AM 820. Even though Lee's a Steeler fan, he still knows a lot about high school football.
I love Mitch. It's been a while since I've seen him over at the pit. Mitch, you need to come back. Come back on a Sunday.
It's bad enough he's a Squealer fan, but he wears that stupid T-shirt in here. It says Squealers on it. I can't. And he's got a Squealers cup. Go Brownies.
Hey, they had a big win last week, though. We'll have to give him that. Don't forget, if you miss any of the scores ever, you can check out our website, am820scoreboard.com. Even for games like the City League last night on Thursday, you can get those scores over there, or games tomorrow on Saturday. Twitter and Facebook at am820scoreboard. And, of course, check out the recaps coming in at thisweeksports.com. As we've talked about before, something new over there every day. Let's run through the scores real quick. One time here before we get to some more of the coaches, we talked about those Thursday games in the City League. There was four of them. Beechcroft knocks off Centennial by a score of 44-14. Whetstone gets their first win of the year. They beat Mifflin 11-6. Marion Franklin, they get their first win also. They beat Briggs 44-6. And then Eastmore knocks off Independence last night 47-16. In games that happened tonight in the OCC, Big Walnut improves to 5-0. They knock off Westerville South by a score of 48-7. Canal Winchester, 68-0 winners over Franklin Heights. Westerville North knocks off Delaware, 42-7. And Dublin Scioto, again, wins the Battle of Hard Road. They beat Worthington Kilbourne tonight, 36-7. Bloom Carroll, we just talked to their head coach, Wade Bartholomew, 34-7. They beat Amanda Clear Creek tonight in the Mid-State League. Taze Valley, they're 5-0 in the Mid-State League, too. They beat Liberty Union tonight, 38-7. And Worthington Christian, they're 4-0. They beat Fisher Catholic, 31-17. Reedy falls tonight to Columbus Academy, 28-14, the final in that one. Upper Arlington continues to roll. They beat Central Crossing, 31-0. Dublin Kaufman, 41-20 winners over Groveport tonight. And Olentangy Berlin hammers Lancaster 42-14. It was all New Albany as they beat Newark 77-0. Pick Central 38-21 winners over Hilliard Bradley. As soon as we run through the scores, we will talk to their head coach Jay Sherrod coming up in just a minute. Olentangy squeaks by Reynoldsburg 31-30. The final in that one. Gahanna knocks off Hilliard Darby, gives the Panthers their first loss of the year 17-14. Marysville still undefeated. They beat Westland by a score of 34-6. Hilliard Davidson bounces back tonight. They beat Thomas Worthington 40-7. Olentangy Liberty gets their second win in a row. They knock off Westerville Central 34-3. Pick North 44, Olentangy Orange 29. Hartley beats Norwalk tonight 34-21 was the final. Watterson holds on to beat Whitehall 21-18. Burn Union, they're 5-0. They beat Eastern tonight by a score of 57-0. Granville, 5-0 as well. 47-16 winners over Johnstown. Newark Catholic, they're the same. 5-0. They beat Licking Heights 49-28 in that one. Licking Valley, 55-7 winners over Northridge. Watkins Memorial, 42-6. They beat Utica tonight. Zanesville, all over Heath, 48-7. London, 35-6 winners over St. Paris Graham. North Union gets their first loss of the year. Jonathan Alder beats them pretty bad, 42-14 the final in that one. And West Jeff, they're 5-0. They beat Springfield Central Catholic 47-27. And then a couple on the outskirts here. Highland beats Centerburg 17-7. And Tri-Valley knocks off New Lexington by a score of 48-6. We mentioned Pickerington Central. It was a close game throughout most, but they were able to pull away late, and they beat Hilliard Bradley tonight by a score of 38-21. Their head coach, Jay Sherritt, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And Coach Sherritt, a tough loss last week to your rival. This one was tough early on with Hilliard-Bradley, but you pull away late. How happy were you with the effort of your team tonight to get the big win?
Well, I think you had two teams coming off tough losses, and it just turned into a Donnybrook, and it was a hard-hitting affair. And you're right, we got a two-touchdown lead there late, but that game was back and forth, and they used special teams, we used special teams, they used offense, we used offense, and they used defense, we used defense. And when you have that, it just still made it out. But fortunately, we were able to pull away at the end and finish the first half of the season 4-1.
Well, Jay, you had a couple big plays late in the game. I mean, we were watching the game on TV here,
who is that?
Yes, it's Coach Wolf. How you doing, Jay?
All right.
Jay Bird played outfield for me when I was coaching at Capital University. Let me tell you something. He was a good football player, but he was also a good baseball player. So
I don't know about that.
I do.
I'm sorry about interrupting.
That's okay. It seemed to me like your team just wasn't hitting on all the cylinders. Now, Bradley gets some of the credit for that, but you made some uncharacteristic mistakes. A bad punt, don't handle it well, bad snap, turn the ball over. But I looked at the way the game was going, and I said to these guys in the studio, it looks like it's about time for Purple to do what they do, and you busted two big plays late. How big were those big runs?
So they were really big, and Coach, it was like you watched the game right there. I didn't coach very well last week against Figure the North, and we needed to make some changes and some hard decisions, and we did. And, honestly, that first couple quarters, those changes didn't gel right away because we only had a few days to install them. But as the game went on, the guys kind of got a feel for Bradley. We were able to capitalize on some of those changes, and down the stretch there, we pulled away and won the ball game. Couldn't be happier.
Well, Coach, what were those changes that you're talking about?
Some of them, I mean, we had some scheme changes. We, I thought about bringing up a freshman kicker last week, and I didn't, and it probably cost us a ball game. And we brought him up today, and he kicked off wonderfully and made a field goal there at the end, but we didn't kick off worth a darn last week against Figure the North. So there was a change, and just some schematic changes and moving kids around, and they weren't used to being in those positions, and fortunately, there towards the end it gelled and things came together, and we won the ball game.
Jay, explain this to our listeners, because I don't think they understand it, since most of them have never coached football. You're one of the powerhouses in Central Ohio, and you lose the rivalry game, and all of a sudden you're making changes that perhaps you thought you should have made, but you didn't pull the plug because everything was going along so well. How important can a loss be to righting the ship?
Well, it's nice being interviewed with someone who's smarter than me. So
Baker wasn't talking. This was Coach Wolf talking.
Yeah, I know. No, you're right. When you're winning, it kind of masks the problems. You're like, oh, we'll get to it. We'll fix it. And honestly, I didn't. And, our coaching staff, we had some meetings, and, you're sitting 3-0. Do we change this? Do we do this? And sometimes, and I remember one time Coach Kyle from Ignatius told me some of his best teams had one or two losses because they needed to do some things and they didn't, that the wins hid. And unfortunately, we lost to our rivals. Great game for them, tough one for us. But like I said, all that aside, we're sitting 4-1. We're getting ready to start OCC play and really looking forward to it.
Well, Coach, no doubt with the way your team has been battle-tested over the years, the long trips in the playoffs, state championships, state championship games, no doubt that you guys are one team that can handle some adversity, and you did it well tonight. Coach, congratulations on the big bounce-back win over Bradley.
I appreciate it, guys. Appreciate the coverage. Take care.
Congrats, Jay.
He's the head coach of Pickerington Central, Jay Sherritt. And again, we were a little surprised at how that game was going early, but again, if there's any team that's going to fight through that, it's those guys.
But I think it was a good point that you brought up, Coach, and that Coach Sherritt elaborated on. You're winning, and it's masking some things that that you need to do, and you're afraid to do it, to rock the boat a little bit, and to get a loss, and it allows you, like you said, it brought up a freshman kicker. Good grief, bringing up a freshman kicker.
Sometimes if you try to make those changes when you're winning, the team will look at you like you're nuts. Mm-hmm. What are you doing, Coach? You're just trying to upset us, or you're trying to? No, you see what's about to happen. They don't. They're 16-year-olds. They're just playing a game. They don't. They don't understand what you see in the coach's office, what you talk about, but you know it's coming, and you hate it to have to happen on a loss. But sometimes that's the most cathartic moment because it changes your whole season, and you can really rebound from that. Good teams do that.
Well, and it's we've talked to a lot of coaches that say the goal isn't to go 10-0. The goal is to play in week 15. And this, that, what happened last week and what they, you know, because he said that they sat in the coach's office and said, you know, we've got to do this, but they didn't pull the trigger last week. They did it this week. So maybe this is what propels them back to week 15.
Well, those meetings, people don't understand what you do in those meetings. I mean, those are soul searching meetings. You know, we saw the Buckeyes last week. I guarantee you they had some soul searching meetings. They're one of the finest teams in the United States of America. But they had a soul-searching meeting. We have to fix the things that we thought we were going to have to fix. We have to fix them now. We can't wait. And that's Jay Sherritt and Pickering Central. Obviously, it took them a while. But and give Bradley some credit. They went to Pickerington with a mission to win a game. And I got to give those guys some credit. They're coming off a tough loss last week. And they battled. They just ran out of bullets.
Well, we've been on this show, what, together, Ryan? This is our eighth year. And we've probably talked to Coach Sherritt 30 times maybe more.
Quite a few.
That's probably the first thing he's ever said to surprise me, that Coach Wolf was smarter than him.
I don't.
He lies well.
Smarter than anyone, that's surprising.
Does he understand this is Catholic radio? He can't lie like that on radio.
Hey, Olin Tangi got a hard-fought first win of the season last week. They get a hard-fought second win of the season this week. They knock off Reynoldsburg 31-30. Their head coach, Mark Solis, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And, Coach, congratulations on the big win tonight over a good Reynoldsburg team, even though their record may not show it this season. Talk about how crazy this ball game was as it went down the stretch tonight.
Well, thanks for having me on, guys. I actually started in pregame when I identified about 13 guys. We just don't have those kind of players. So it starts there. I'm like, we don't have one of them. But back and forth. And, I felt, we're playing so many young kids, guys. I mean, I've got freshmen out there, okay? A ton of sophomores. We've had a good run the last couple of years, getting, to Elite Eight and Final 16 and in Division II playoffs, and I feel like our OCC schedule last couple of years has gotten us ready. But finally, we've had a really, really small junior class. And this was a year we knew we were going to have to play a ton of young guys. And so we got off to a slow start the first 3 weeks. But, to your point, listening to you guys earlier, a lot to fix. It was ours was a complete train wreck. Like, we had to get the train back up on the track. So I'm really, really proud of our kids. They fought like heck against a really, really good football team. I mean, if there's such a thing as a really, really good 0-4 team, that's Reynoldsburg. There's a couple games they easily could have won. Week one against Upper Arlington. They were in a ball game against Maslin, Washington. Just phenomenal athletes, but our kids fought their tails off. They played hard for 48 minutes.
Well, Coach, when you said you're playing a lot of young guys, you pretty much had to rebuild. You lose those first three games. Two of them you probably could have won. How tough is it to just stay patient, keep the kids motivated, and knowing that, you're going to be in the thick of things by the end of the year?
Yeah, I mean, how it is, Coach. I mean, experience plays a big role in that. And being this my 23rd year, I've been in this situation before in 23 years. And, you stay true to who you are. Don't try to be anybody you're not, okay? Stick to your plan. Adjust and adapt things with your kids. But we've stuck with it. We keep fighting. It's that constant coaching the kids hard. And sometimes you got to go over and love them up too. And, that balance that you're trying to accomplish and develop with your players. But, when you get a couple wins like this, I could see it on our players' faces, after the game, especially our young guys. Our young guys are like, okay, now, I'm really going to make sure I listen to these coaches because they know what they're doing. So our coaching staff did a tremendous job this week getting our kids ready.
Well, you know, Mark, you talked about looking over the other guys and saying, we don't have one of those. You're not really in trouble until your defensive coordinator comes up and puts you in a headlock and said, who scheduled this game? That's when you know you're in trouble, because right? We've all been there. If we've coached long enough, you look over there and you go, how are we going to beat this team? But the discipline that you guys have shown year in and year out, and this is your time of year. This is your time of year right now. Yep. About game 5 to game 9, this is when you guys really start to figure it out. How is it certain teams just have that mojo to be able to do it? And it's not all coaching. It's just all part of what it's in your fiber. How do you do that?
Yeah. I think a lot of it is just, you know, I know culture is an overused word, but it really is. It's our culture. You know, it starts with our 3 basic rules: be on time, give us everything you got when we ask you to do it in the classroom and on the field, and be a good dude. And that's where everything starts. And we've constantly preached that to our players. And you know, just like anything, like I said, a win last week was the best medicine that we could have had for our program. And now, and you know this, Coach, I mean, it's about confidence. And confidence, when a young man gets confidence playing this game, the sky's the limit for him. They want to come back tomorrow morning and work hard. They want to come on Monday and ready to work. And we have no problem getting motivated this upcoming week, because we play one of our sister schools in Berlin, and so I can promise you our guys will be ready this week.
Well, Coach, you bring it up, playing Berlin, and that opens the OCC Cardinals schedule for you, and I'm just looking at that. I mean, you know, we talked earlier about how tough Central Ohio football's become over the last several years. But I mean, you look at Berlin, you know, they're 4-1. Thomas Worthington lost tonight, they're 2-2. Darby's 4-1. You know, Marysville's 4-0. Dublin Jerome's 4-1. I mean, I don't know that it gets any tougher than a conference like this.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, I was a head coach in the Cleveland area for 14 years. This is my 9th year down here, and I'm telling you, Columbus has surpassed Cleveland in terms of just overall football talent. There's really a lot of really good football players in Central Ohio. And then you couple that with the fact that you have a lot of – these teams are extremely well coached. There are some really good football coaches in Central Ohio. And so when you add those two things together, there's a lot of parity right now. I mean, anybody really can honestly get anybody any given week. And I think a lot of it comes down to how you prepare, you know, in terms of practicing and making sure your players, keeping them healthy. That's one of the things for us right now. We're extremely healthy, knock on wood. We get an offensive lineman back this upcoming week that we lost in week 1. Our best offensive lineman. So that all being said, you got to be ready to play week in and week out. And because if you don't, if you look past anybody, you'll get beat.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the big win tonight over Reynoldsburg, and the win last week as well over Orange. It's the first time we got to talk to you this year, but I'm sure it's not the last. Coach, congratulations.
Hey, man, I hope I talk to you guys at least 4 more, 5 more times this year.
You're a glutton for punishment.
Right? I appreciate everything you guys do for high school football. Thank you.
He's the head coach of Olentangy, Mark Solis, his team, with a big, hard-fought 31-30 win over Reynoldsburg tonight. And Reynoldsburg's 0-4. That's still a good football. That's a good win for Olentangy.
Let me tell you something that's happening at Olentangy, and I haven't watched them play. They're making some of the same mistakes they made when they lost, but now they're not fatal. And once a kid can make that same mistake and he didn't cost his team the game, the confidence grows, because I got my brothers with me. Mm-hmm. They'll pick me up. They'll make the play for me until I can get back where I'm supposed to be. When you make mistakes and it costs your team a game, it's a killer for a young kid. Well, and now it's not. They're winning those games.
I've heard coaches put it this way too, that if a kid makes a mistake, when he sees his head not go down,
That's the growth.
Right there. That when he's going back to the huddle saying, okay, guys, that's on me, let's go, rather than putting the head down. I had a coach tell me that's when I knew we were coming together.
Well, those young kids, they don't know any better, and they make a mistake, and they think they cost the whole world. Oh, God, we're all going to die.
Yeah.
No, and you can still win the game. Just keep playing.
But look at that OCC division. Berlin, Darby, Jerome, Marysville, and Thomas Worthington with 2-2 ball club right now. You know, 2-3, Olentangy's got the worst record and could be right there in the thick of things at the end.
They will be right there.
But I like what he said, too. I'm sorry, Ryan. But I like what he said, too. You know, that he coached 13 years in Cleveland. He's been down here 9. And he said the level of football here has surpassed what he had up in Cleveland. Now, I'm sure Cleveland has continued to improve as well as Central Ohio has. But, I mean, we are literally in the glory days of football here in Central Ohio.
Absolutely.
Guys, let's get to one more coach here before we have to hit a break. Hartley had a tough one last week, losing to Cleveland Benedictine, but they bounced back tonight. They beat Norwalk by a score of 34-21. Their head coach, Brad Birchfield, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And, Coach, before we get into the game with Norwalk tonight, last week a tough one. You lose to Benedictine. They're the number one team in the state right now in Division II. How does playing a team like Benedictine last week, even though you lost, you don't want to lose, but how does that help you get to your end goal?
Yeah, I don't know what part of Cleveland Coach Solis was watching. I know on the inside of Benedictine, I might have seen a different video. You just go out and play. I don't think you read too much into it one way or another. You just go out and give it your best. And you know you're playing a really good football team, and you see where it goes. And that's the thing. It certainly, I know you guys talked about this, but and Coach Sherrod did as well. It magnifies the things that you're not good at doing because, regardless of how good you're going to play different opponents down the road, they're still going to be able to take advantage of the things that, people not quite as good, can't do. So, I think games like that really help us. I mean, we're still trying to figure out where we are, and, games like that certainly help us.
Coach, you've always told us that you could make a schedule where you can go 10-0, but that's not the goal. And your players know historically Hartley plays a very, very challenging schedule. Does that make it when you do have a loss like last week? Not that they accept it, but they understand that this is part of the process.
Yeah, I think the kids at every school are resilient, whether you're talking about an 0-4 team or a team that loses to somebody really good. I think the kids bounce back pretty quick. It's kind of like what you guys talked about. Again, going back to Coach Sherrod and their fact-finding mission as coaches on the weekends that we all do after tough losses. Those are grueling. They're miserable. And, you fight not to point fingers, but you're always pointing fingers because you got to get better. And most of the fingers get pointed back at yourselves. But it's on the adults and on the coaches because you want to fix things so much and you want to try to find a way to get better. But God bless the kids. I mean, they're the ones that keep us young and keep us going because they bounce back, my gosh, really, really quickly.
Brad, this is the time of year when and I've watched your games for the last, 7 or 8 years doing games with Randy. And this is the time of the year when Hartley puts the pedal to the metal. But we've always known who Hartley was at this point. You guys have played such a crazy schedule. Who are you? I mean, what is it about this team that you can hang your hat on and know that it's going to happen for you? Because in the past, we know what it's been. Who are you this year?
I don't know that I still know. I think we look like we're pretty multiple on offense, and we're able to do a lot of good things. But the more things you can do on offense, it becomes difficult when the game becomes really, really tight to know what you're good at doing. So I think that's a question, because we're scoring a lot of points and getting the ball to a lot of good people and all that kind of stuff. But, this game this week with the Sales is going to be really, really tight. We're going to have to figure out something that we can do well against them. I think kind of going back to the schedule, it forces you to be good in a lot of different scenarios against a lot of different types of teams, whether it's the big team, the athletic team, whatever. I think we do get better as the season goes on, but part of it is because it takes us so long to figure out what we're good at doing. And we're still there, but I think we're getting closer. We're getting healthier and closer, and the fact that we've had some kids out early in the season has helped us build a lot of depth that we're excited about.
Coach, we haven't even talked about the game tonight. You beat Norwalk 34-21. I know you were up 34-7 at one point in this one. Who played particularly well for you? What did you like from the game tonight from your team?
Oh, everybody did great. It was 34-0, and then we got in a lot of young guys. And, of course, the young guys struggle against their older guys. But that, you're not down. That's a valuable piece that the kids need to see. They got to see it in full speed. And we've got a lot of good young kids who got to play a ton tonight. So it was great. I'm happy we got a dominating win. I'm happy that the varsity guys played really well. I'm happy we're healthy, and we're obviously excited about this coming week.
Coach, you mentioned it twice now, DeSales Week. You can tell you're excited about it. Do you travel up to Akron tomorrow and watch the Stallions play?
No, I won't. We won't go. We'll trade film, but we feel like we know a lot about them. They didn't make the trip up here to Norwalk either, and I know they know a lot about us. And it'll be exciting, and obviously a big game. It's exciting for the league. I mean, second half of the year is when the Central Catholic League games are played. This is the most fun time of the year for the kids and the coaches.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win tonight over Norwalk, and DeSales Week. It's always fun. I know you're ready.
Thanks, guys.
He's the head coach of Bishop Hartley, Brad Birchfield. 34-21, they knock off Norwalk tonight.
Yeah, and the one thing he said, and right when he said it, I said, I got to ask Coach Wolf about this. He said they're up 34-0. He said, you know, our young kids were playing against their older kids, and they got handled a little bit. When you pull your starters and the other team leaves their starters in, do you ever just get in your head and say, you know what? I'm going to put mine back in here and just say, hey, it's time to call it.
No, the only time it bothered me, and I'll be honest about this, is when you had the game in hand and you're beating them and you put your young kids in. And I don't care if they keep their old kids. I don't care. Because our young kids need to know two things. That's why you're not one of our old kids. Because that's important to know.
That's true.
They all think they should be playing every down, and they go out there and they stink it up. Okay? So that's the first thing. But the second thing, they also have to learn the game speed of varsity football. The only time it bothered me is when a team would score on your young kids and then they kick an onside kick. And you're going, are you serious? Are you serious? We're trying to get out of here without injuries. There's not much time left, and you just want to pound us some more. These are young kids. Let us have the ball back. Let our young kids. We're going to go 3-and-out. You're going to stop us. We're going to punt the ball. But let them have some offense here. And that drove me kind of crazy.
Did the post-game handshake get interesting?
Sometimes it got very interesting because there'd be some inquiries about, you know, lineage and family members and different things like that. But welcome to football in Ohio. You know? We don't have to love each other every second.
I love how Brad said he's got a different perspective on Cleveland area football.
You knew that was coming for sure.
Well, that's a perfect setup. We couldn't have done a better job than setting him up.
We got to take our final break of the evening here on the Scoreboard Show, but when we come back, we've got some more coaches lined up, and we'll also get to some more scores as we're trying to get all the finals in. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Abel Roof.
It's easy to lose focus in our busy world. Oakland Nursery encourages you to put the important things in life at the center of your life. When you look at your daily schedule, ask yourself if things like prayer, family, and friends are a priority. Oakland Nursery is conveniently located in Columbus, Delaware, New Albany, and Dublin, or you can shop online at oaklandnursery.com. oaklandnursery.com.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm Agent Kevin Smith help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Kevin Smith handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn you discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm Agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. He was making the assumption that we love ourselves. And love is expressed in actions, not just feelings. So, do you love yourself in action? I know, the demands of life make you feel selfish when you take a break from studying or working or taking care of the kids to get, quote, me time. But when you don't care for yourself, you're leaving your loved ones with the worst version of you. Tired, haggard, burnt out. And if you're a parent, what's that communicate to your kids about their dignity and worth when they learn by example that self-care isn't important? So if not for your own sake, do it for those who love you. Spend time indulging yourself in things that inspire you so you can live an inspired life and be an inspiring person. Read a good book. Eat a little sushi. Take a walk. Watch a movie. Work out. Take an extra long shower. You know what? You're worth it. God thinks so. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
How do we make our customers happy? We give them peace of mind. With Abel Roof, you don't just get a new roof, you get an entire roof crew. The leadership of a foreman, the experience of professional roofers, the quality of an objective inspection, and a great customer service team. The Able Roof team is proud to serve the Columbus area and bring along 40 years of expertise. AbleRoof.com.
Call Able for the proof. 444-ROOF.
Academics, community, character, faith. For nearly a century, St. Charles has welcomed young men for an exceptional high school experience. Boasting a college preparatory curriculum, modern facilities, robust athletics and extracurriculars, and powerful student mentoring programs, more than 50% of our students receive financial aid, 100% are accepted to college. You're invited to help kick off our home football season at the Cardinal Kickoff Tailgate on September 10th. Join us at 5 p.m. for food, fun, and fellowship before the Cardinals take on Youngstown Cheney at Walt Plank Field. To learn more about St. Charles, visit stcharlesprep.org.
Welcome back, AM 820 Scoreboard Show. Ryan Baker, the guru, Lee Cochran from This Week Sports, and our head coach, Larry Wolf, all happy year long for us. Week 5 of the high school football season. Kind of crazy, but we're halfway through this thing. I can't believe it. Seems like we just had week 1 show the other day, and now we're already at week 5. How is that possible?
Because it's fun, it's exciting, and we have a good time doing this, and it's a great time of year.
I have to tell you, I was at the Derby game tonight, and thousands of people there, great crowd. God, it's nice to have people back in the stadium. It is so nice to hear the bands. It is so nice to hear the people cheering and screaming at the officials. And it's kind of, welcome to America. You know, we're back at high school football.
It's Friday night.
Yep.
Feels good. And we didn't have that last year. No, at all levels, high school, college, and pro. And, the entire weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's just been a treat.
Oh.
Guys, one thing, week six, usually we start to see league play start. We've seen a little bit, but it really gets in full swing next week, especially in the OCC. But we did have some OCC league games tonight. The Battle of Hard Road was tonight. Dublin Scioto beat Worthington Kilbourne 36-7 was the final in that one. Westerville North, they got by Delaware tonight 42-7. Canal Winchester shuts out Franklin Heights tonight, big 68-0. And then one of the bigger games on the schedule was a league game. Big Walnut improves to 5-0. They beat Westerville South 38-7. Their head coach, Rob Page, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And, Coach, big game tonight from your team, 38-7 over South. Did you even see a performance like this coming from your team tonight?
Well, I don't know if you ever expect to win like that against a really, really, really quality opponent like Westerville South, but I do feel like that our game plan put together on defense by our defensive staff led by Jason Ross was phenomenal in terms of doing the best they can to take away Saunders and stopping the run, which is something they've really done a great job establishing this year. But I guess to answer your question, no, we don't expect to win like that against that quality of the team. You go in expecting it to be a dogfight and things like that. But at the end of the day, I'm really proud of our guys and how they prepare and how they train and how they do all those things to lead up to it and really be process driven, because without that, we wouldn't be able to have this success.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the big win. You talked a little bit about defense there and how you set it up. I guess the offensive game plan's pretty simple. Just get it to Nate Seavers' hands. He rushed for almost 300 yards, three touchdowns, caught a 33-yard touchdown pass. You just get him the ball and just watch.
Well, one of the main premises of any good offense is, players formation plays, and you get your players the ball. And, I think that, he does a lot of good things with the ball in his hand. But I'll be honest with you, everything for us starts up front in terms of our ability to block. And our offensive line did a phenomenal job. We have three senior offensive linemen that are great communicators, and they're really physical, and they practice hard. And our offensive line coach, Paul Harden, does a great job with them. And, you guys as coaches know everything starts up front.
Well, you know, the nice thing is you've got guys up front that can block. You've got Nate Seavers carrying the football. I mean, he can do it all there. But that helps your defense because they don't have to play against Caden Saunders as many plays as long as you're keeping the football. How important is that to play both sides of that?
Well, we go into a game and you have a plan and you want to do certain things and you want to take shots in this situation and drive the ball downfield. But, you know, when you're winning the line of scrimmage and you do want to keep two off the field because he can take it six every single play, it does help to kind of bleed the clock a little bit, which wasn't necessarily the game plan. But, we found out that, you know, they had a hard time lining up against 22 personnel, so we kind of stayed in it. And especially in the second half, got into four-minute offense. And, you know, one of the plays I'm most proud about, Nate, is we ran wide zone and he was getting close to the sideline and he stopped. And he went back to the field and got tackled when he could have got more yards and got out of bounds. But he made an extremely high football IQ play and got down and kept the clock running. And, it's exactly what we coach in four-minute offense scenarios.
Well, now, Coach, it's a little bit of uncharted territory. I know you're in your second year, but this is the first 5-0 start for Big Walnut since 2010, and the last winning record was 2014. How do you keep this in perspective and keep it going?
Well, I mean, you know, there's a lot more to Big Walnut tradition other than not having winning records pretty recently. I mean, you know, it wasn't too long ago that Scott Wetzel won a state championship here, and he won 100 games in 10 years. So mm-hmm. there's a lot of tradition at Big Walnut. You know, forget all the other stuff you said. And you know, we have a very proud group of guys that have had success at other levels and they expect success and we expect success as a coaching staff. But to get all that, you have to really be process driven and you got to work hard in practice and you got to buy into that. And we lift really hard and we train really hard and we practice really hard and there's no days off. And if you don't do it right, our coaches are really going to get after you and we coach them hard and we love them hard. And it's one of those things where our guys have just really bought into that process mindset, and we don't care how many wins we have right now. We just want to get one more. And right now, the most important opponent on our schedule is Franklin Heights because it's our next opponent. And that's going to be our approach, and that's how you keep it in perspective, and you keep guys humble, and you watch the film. And whether you win or lose, you grade the film based on the performance you see on that play. And if it's not right, then it's not right. And we're going to fix it and demand it and get it better. I mean, we even film practice film. We have a coach that intercuts practice film, so we get a sideline and an end zone of every practice play we have. And our players can't hide on film. You know, if they make a mistake, we're going to see it, and it's going to get coached, and everybody on the team is going to see it. And I really think that's paid major dividends for our growth mindset on our team.
Coach, we're really bad around here on the show jumping ahead. Well, you know, you get a big win tonight. We want to look ahead to the next week because there's a big matchup. I'm going to jump even further here, Coach, with Jake mm-hmm. and Nate both being sophomores. I mean, how exciting is that to know that you still got two more years with those guys after this?
I'll tell you, we got a couple other guys in that class that are pretty dang special, too. Garrett Stover is a sophomore safety. He started as a freshman. We have a sophomore offensive lineman starting. We have a sophomore tight end getting a lot of playing time. Our sophomore class is pretty special. So is our juniors, and I'll be honest, so is our seniors. So it's really nice. But yes, those guys are going to make us really good coaches in the next couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Well, Coach, congratulations. Sorry I had to jump that far ahead. I see those kids are sophomores, and you guys are already that good. That's scary for the next few years for teams that got to play Big Walnut. Congratulations on the win tonight, the great 5-0 start, Coach. And we look forward to talking to you more throughout the season.
I appreciate the coverage, and I look forward to being on the show, and have a great evening tonight, guys. Pound the rock.
He's the head coach of Big Walnut, Rob Page. I just can't think of that. They're 5-0 right now. They've got such a good team. These kids are sophomores right now, starting at huge spots for them.
Yeah, and this is what we expect out of Big Walnut football. They hadn't had it for several years. You know, he talked about, you know, that there's a lot of tradition. There is, because Scott Wetzel did. I mean, you think about that, 100 wins in 10 years. You know, and that's very impressive. But
I guess the other thing that you think about is how much, you know, technology is advanced. I mean, a camera on the sideline, a camera in the end zone, and they're cutting it all. I mean, that just, for high school, it just blows me away.
Well, they have the ability to do that. And the nice thing is, and you talk about moving ahead and looking ahead, I'm going to tell you what, you got to stay in the now because you don't know what the ahead's going to be. The, you know, these kids look great as sophomores, but you just never know. Live in it now, enjoy it now, coach the crap out of it now, and let's have some fun.
Well, they're saying I got to pull the reins back a little bit.
I'm saying you got to pull the reins back.
They've got a real good shot at running this table. You know, I mean, they've got Franklin Heights, who, you know, just is struggling. You know, they've got Worthington Kilbourne, who you know, lost the battle of Hard Road tonight. Westville North's now won three in a row. Then they've got Scioto, who that'll be a good game. And Canal Winchester, that's 4-1 now. But you would think that, you know, if you're picking a favorite, it would have to be Big Walnut and all those.
But I'm sure Coach Page doesn't want to hear you say that.
They've got Franklin Heights. That's the only team left on the schedule as far as he's coaching.
But come on. Now, Coach, you looked ahead at times or two.
Yeah, and then I would try to stab myself and say, don't do it.
And he never talked about it.
No.
Never talked about it.
Not ever.
Hey, let's get some more games that involved OCC teams here. Scores on those tonight. Upper Arlington knocks off Central Crossing 31-0. Dublin-Kaufman 41-20 winners over Groveport. Olentangy Berlin gets by Lancaster 42-14. New Albany shuts out Newark 77-0. Pick Central gets that big 38-21 win over Hilliard Bradley. Olentangy 31-30 winners over Reynoldsburg. Dublin Jerome, they're 4-1. Lee, you mentioned that. They get by Grove City 35-7. Gahanna hands Hilliard Darby their first loss of the year 17-14, the final in that one. Marysville improves to 4-0. They're 34-6 winners over Westland. Olentangy Liberty 34-3 over Westerville Central. Pick North gets a big 44-29 win over Olentangy Orange, and Hilliard Davidson is 4-1. They knock off Thomas Worthington tonight by a score of 40-7. Their head coach Jeremy Scally joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. Coach, congratulations on the huge win in a big night. Again, no surprise from both of your running backs, Johnny Weir and Leo Nixon, both huge games for them. Talk about having those two guys on your team and how big they are for you.
Yeah, you know, I always like to make sure people understand that they're only as good as the five dudes in front of them. And their offensive line's doing a great job. But man, are they fun? Are they fun to be around on a day-to-day basis? And they're great practice players. They're just rare in the sense that they only really know one speed and one pad level. And we certainly like having them on our team.
Well, Coach, you brought up practice there. You know, you come off the tough loss to, you know, Hilliard Darby. How was the week of practice? You feel good coming in tonight?
Yeah, you know, we had a very honest conversation after, you know, playing a really good Darby team in a really, you know, big time environment that most of our kids, if not all of our kids, hadn't really experienced. And the challenge was, you know, we kind of talked to them this week, is kind of put their foot back in the tire, so to speak, and just go back to work and go back to swinging and fighting and competing. And I told them over the summer, there was a week where we went away, you know, to camp. And I felt like what the work that we did at that camp was going to kind of maybe set the trajectory of our season. And I told them this week, I kind of felt like just in terms of their preparation and their work ethic and their attention to detail coming off of, you know, a tough game against Darby. And, I kind of felt like that was going to maybe, be another really, really pivotal week. And, you know, I give a lot of our credit. We have a really, really tight, really, really good senior class that, our staff just loves coming to work with, each day. And, yeah, they set us on a great course, really starting honestly, Saturday morning after Darby. Jump in, turn the film on, get back to work, get a really good lift in, a really good run in. But they came to compete on Saturday morning after Darby, and it kind of just carried on throughout the week.
Well, Jeremy, in talking to the Darby coaches, they had nothing but good things to say about Weir and Nixon. But, you know, you talk about the five guys up front, but that goes both ways. You got two stallions in the backfield that can make your offensive line even look better. So it goes both ways. The five guys up front do their job, but every now and then they break down, and you have to have a back like Weir or Nixon to make it pay. And so you've got it rolling right now. And you know, the Derby game, that's a neighborhood game. That game can go any way.
Sure.
The best team doesn't always win that. And sometimes the score is not indicative of how much somebody, you know, should have scored. But that's a tough game every year, and it doesn't matter what the records are.
Yeah, absolutely. Our program has a lot of respect for Derby and you know, their program and their system, and we just respect the fact that you know, they don't deviate from it. And I think someone told me that was far and away the most points ever scored combined in that game. Usually it's like a 10-7,
you 4 know, to 13,
3. 10. Exactly. Yeah, 3-2, something like that. But yeah, we have a lot of respect for John and his staff and the kids at Derby, and our kids are smart enough to know what they're up against every time you go against Derby.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the big win tonight over Thomas Worthington and the 4-1 start to the season. Good luck to you and the Wildcats moving forward.
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate everything you guys do for Central Ohio football. Thank you.
He's the head coach of Hilliard-Davidson, Jeremy Scally. No surprise, Davidson to be led by running backs.
Listen, those guys over there at Davidson, they do a great job. He talks about, oh, Derby does what they do. Listen, Davidson does what they do, and they're good at it. They'll pound the rock at you. They'll beat you up in the trenches, and they don't do it with bigger, stronger, or tougher. They just physically and mentally are tough kids, and they go get it. And that's a hats off to their coaching staff for developing that.
Well, you've got Johnny Weir with 142 yards on 15 carries. Leo Nixon with 117 yards on 21 carries.
That's ridiculous.
And he said he brings up a point that it, without the offensive line, but you're quick to say without the running backs. I mean, a good running back can make an okay offensive line look better.
Absolutely.
And vice, I mean, it's a chicken or the egg. You want great both the line and the running back.
The
but
line,
where do you have your druthers?
Right, the line has to get the running back to the hole. The running back has to get through the hole and make the line look good. Because, listen, the guys up front can't hold those blocks forever. Their job is to create the hole. You've got to crack that seam when it's there. The timing of the back is everything. And then the line tips their hat to the running back, and they're the first ones in the end zone to celebrate because they know, hey, dude, if you would have been a step slower, that play wouldn't have made it. Mm-hmm. I mean, so they all know how it works. It's a great balancing act.
Guys, one more coach we got to get to tonight before it's time for us to go. Columbus Academy got a big win. They doubled up Reedy tonight by a score of 28-14. Their head coach, Robin Miller, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And, Coach, we've started this, started a lot of coaches off tonight with this same question, but last week you have a tough one losing to Harvest Prep. Doesn't get much easier tonight with Reedy. You bounce back with a nice effort. You get the win. How impressed were you with the way your team played tonight?
I was thrilled with our kids. We've been we haven't played up to our potential yet this year, so it was fun to see them really execute in all three phases. It's never fun being 1-3, but we knew we were close in a lot of areas. So our kids have buckled down. We got great senior leadership and really key players at some key spots that really answered the bell for us tonight and just focused on their execution, and they got the job done.
Well, Coach, you brought up, you know, having the good leadership. Does that help you keep that 1-3 start and a little bit of perspective, saying, hey, we've got it. We're almost there. We'll get there.
Sure. Yeah. We know, I mean, there's so many bright spots on film. Sometimes we're just, you know, half a block away. We're super close to making the play so much, just countless times. And that can get frustrating. Football is really important to our kids. And again, they just had a great week of preparation. They kind of took it personally. They've got hopes of kind of running the table the rest of the way. Maybe that sounds crazy from a 2-3 team, but they knew they can't do that without winning the first one. So, tonight was definitely a fun night though, and a great, great team victory for us.
Well, one of the nice things about coaching at a place like Academy is, you know, first of all, you have smart kids, you know, you have kids that know how to work hard. And they're not going to get too phased about a lot of things, but they hate losing. I mean, those kids, and I know those kids personally, they hate losing. They're successful in everything they do. How hard is that on the psyche when you're 1-3 and you know that you can be better than that? How hard is that?
I think they took it personally. You know, yeah, it's definitely not fun. Saturday mornings after a loss, watching this film, having to sit through the film, that's not fun for kids at any school. Our kids did take it personally. And I think they know how close we've been. They know the potential in the room, and they know the standards that we have in our program, and we haven't quite met it yet. But, yeah, they did take it personal. We got wonderful kids. I absolutely love them. I got the best job in the world. And this was a fun week, and it paid off. Their hard work, their focus, their execution paid off against a good team. Reedy's going to win a lot of games.
Coach, you've got quarterback Henry Ruby and running back Carter James. Played a lot of games for you, come up big in a lot of games, and it sounds like they did tonight again. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, Carter James has been running hard, really hard this year. He's been running hard for 3 years. But he's been a weapon for us. Him and Drake Belisari both get a ton of carries for us. They're both seniors and basically three-year starters. And they just run like men. They have great ball security. They go hard. They create holes sometimes when there isn't a hole there. And Henry Ruby taking over for a three-year starter before him. He's done a great job kind of riding the ship and just taking control of our offense. Tonight he made a few checks at the line that led to big time plays and one of our long touchdown passes to EJ Jenkins was a play. We've never repped it. He's just the two of them just made a football play. Henry had all the time in the world behind the great offensive line and again, it's just fun to see those guys, especially the upperclassmen, really execute, come together for that team win.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. Columbus Academy and Reedy get together. It's always a close game. I think now you guys are tied 4-4 in the last eight. So congratulations on a big win tonight.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you guys and all your coverage.
He's the head coach of Columbus Academy, Robin Miller. His team doubling up your Silver Knights tonight, Wolfie, 28-14.
It's a big night for me. Don't stab me like that. I mean, you're killing me, Smalls. You're killing me. You two, I'm taking both of you out back of the woodshed.
Well, his Vikings beat his Silver Knights.
That's right. That's right. I can claim
you get
a victory,
the best
too.
Of both, best of both
but
worlds.
But I could also
there.
Get a loss, so it doesn't matter.
Hey, let's go ahead and run through some of these scores that we haven't got to here. We got to all the OCC scores. Let's get to the rest of them. The City League last night, they had four games. Beechcroft beat Centennial 44-14. Also last night, Whetstone knocks off Mifflin 11-6. Marion Franklin 44-6 winners over Briggs. And Eastmore beat Independence 47-16. Big win tonight, Lee. We haven't even talked about it. Afrocentric knocks off Walnut Ridge 50-13. Looks like the Nubians may be the cream of the City League this year.
And they were always the ones that, you know, played, you know, Division 7 and would just get pounded on by the City League. And we wondered what would happen if they ever could get the playoffs. They had a little bit of a playoff run last year, and they've really built on it. And they're the team to beat right now in the City South. And I don't know that I ever believed I would have said that. Now, I'm not saying they're going to win it, but they're the team right now who's leading it.
And they're doing a great job now, as they sit at 4-1. Let's switch over to the Mid-State League. Buckeye Valley knocks off Bexley tonight 34-7. That was the exact same score. Bloom Carroll beating Amanda Clear Creek tonight. Logan Elm shuts out Circleville 21-0, the final in that. Hamilton Township, they're 3-0. They beat Fairfield Union 22-7. Taze Valley, they're 5-0, 38-7 winners over Liberty Union tonight. And Worthington Christian, 4-0. They knock off Fisher Catholic by a score of 31-17. Hartley 34-21 winners over Norwalk. Watterson hangs on and gets a 21-18 win over Whitehall tonight. St. Charles was shut out by Walsh Jesuit. 40-0 was the final in that one. Burn Union, they're 5-0, 57-0. They beat Eastern. Granville, 5-0 as well. 47-16 winners over Johnstown. 5-0 is what Newark Catholic is too. 49-28. They knock off Licking Heights. Licking Valley gets their second win of the year. 55-7. They top Northridge tonight. Watkins Memorial Memorial gets by Utica 42-6. Zanesville over Heath 48-7. Lakewood falls to 0-5. They lose to Ontario 49-19. London gets their third win of the year. They knock off St. Paris Graham 35-6. Jonathan Alder hands North Union their first loss of the season 42-14. West Jeff beats Springfield Central Catholic tonight 47-27. And Coach Wolf, I got to thank David Alcorn, the Ohio scheduler, for this one. Sean Bisher, his 158th win, the all-time winningest coach now at West Jeff. So congratulations to Coach Bisher.
And you're talking about beating up on a couple legends now. Gene Keel, an old friend of mine, he set the tone there at West Jefferson for many, many years, and then John Sines behind him, and then, you know, other good friends there that have coached at West Jeff for a long time.
West Jeff 5-0 now on the year, looking to be players in Division 6 this year. Highland beats Centerburg tonight 17-7. Tri-Valley 48-6 winners over New Lex. Chillicothe gets by Logan 23-21. Ashland 35, Mount Vernon 17, and Fairbanks shuts out Madison Plains tonight 47-0. Guys, it's hard to believe there's three games in the area tomorrow, but we're halfway through the 2021 football season. Lee, your final thoughts on tonight?
On tonight, I look at some of the teams that, you know, we kind of keep them under the radar a little bit. Big Walnut with a big win, 5-0. New Albany with a big win, 5-0. Gahanna with a big win. Sorry, Coach.
Yep.
Big win. Bloom Carroll. We talked to them and you know, they're just rolling now. I mean, you know, they had the semifinal, reaching the semifinal last year, get it rolling. But you know me, Ryan, I'm always looking to next week. You know, the league play opens for everyone. You know, we've got some dandies next week. Darby and Marysville.
Huge.
My goodness, that's gonna be fun. Olentangy and Berlin. That's picked up a little bit of intensity. Liberty and Kaufman's going to be interesting. Bradley and Up Arlington. And then one I think could be sneaky good in the OCC, Westville North or Westville South.
I was going to say that.
That was going to be good. And then, of course, you got the CCL and DeSales and Hartley.
That's a cakewalk. That's a piece of cake. There won't be any hard hits.
And I will tell you this. We had one of our guys probably set a record. I got our first Super 7 vote at 10:36 today.
Oh, I can't wait to see it after the show. Hey, and don't forget this. This is going to be a good one in the Mid-State League. Hamilton Township and Taze Valley,
absolutely,
both undefeated.
Yep, Taze Valley 5-0. I think Hamilton missed, two games?
3-0.
3-0, yeah. You know, and you don't forget, yeah, like I say, that's the same division with Bloom in it. Goodness gracious.
We tend to think that the Lancaster, or not the Lancaster, but the Gahanna win over Darby is like a big upset. Gahanna Lincoln's a good football team. They may be just hitting their stride right now. Their defense is playing well, and Darby's playing well. They've got a huge game next week. Darby's game with Marysville is huge, and Marysville is an outstanding football team. Darby's going to have to regroup in one heck of a hurry.
But the one thing, since I got here in 1992, since that time, it's always been, you know, Gahanna 7-3 makes the playoffs. 7-3 makes play 8-2. They've always been that team that you're thinking, okay, well, who can do this? Who can do this? Who can do this? Oh wow, Gahanna's back in the playoffs. They've never been that 10-0. Nope. We're the biggest kids on the block, but they're always right there.
They've always got great athletes, and when they get the mojo working,
and
look
at a team like Reynoldsburg, 0-4 now. How soon do you start being concerned about them?
Well,
they're going to be spoilers coming down the. I wouldn't want to play them in the final half of the season.
Well,
that's for sure.
Well, if they don't get some wins, they may not have to worry about it.
As Coach Sola said, we don't have one of them. We don't have one of them.
We don't have two of them.
Sounded like Coach Wolf tonight coming in talking about the athletes on the field for Gahanna tonight. Guys, don't forget, if you missed any of the scores, you can get them at our website, am820scoreboard.com, Facebook and Twitter at am820scoreboard. And don't forget to hit thisweeksports.com. The recaps are already being posted. You can get the real in-depth picture on what happened in your team's games. Big thank you to all of our coaches that won and called in tonight. Justin Buttermore from Upper Arlington, the Golden Bears, 5-0. Garon Stokes, got to talk to him for the first time, the first-year head coach at Dublin-Kaufman. Wade, not Chad Bartholomew from Bloom Carroll. Jay Sherritt, the head coach of Pickerington Central. Mark Solis of Olentangy. Brad Birchfield in the Hartley Hawks winners tonight. Rob Page in Big Walnut, 5-0, impressive start to the season. Jeremy Scally from Hilliard Davidson and Robin Miller of Columbus Academy. A big thanks to our associate producer tonight, Caden Grady, doing a great job in on the phones and getting all the coaches. For the guru, Lee Cochran from This Week Sports, and our head coach, Larry Wolf, I'm Ryan Baker saying one final time, thanks for listening to the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, everyone. We'll see you next week.